This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. If I told you what are نواصب الفعل المضارع, what would you tell me? نواصب الفعل المضارع. Yes. فعل المضارع is present tense verb. What is the نواصب الفعل المضارع? Yeah, but what are they? What does it mean? It means the tools that turn a فعل المضارع, present tense verb, that is default. By default, in the status of رفع, it'll put it in the status of نصب. What's the difference between رفع and نصب? Going back to the beginning of this whole thing.
رفع would mean it's the main character in a sentence. نصب would mean it's like a secondary character.
Yeah, but for verbs that doesn't work. There's another thing that I added. رفع means it's untainted. It's the main character. It's untouched. It's not changed. It's not affected by anything. نصب means either a secondary character or primary character that's been affected by external source. And this is exactly the example that I meant by it. So you have any verb, any present tense verb is a main character in a sentence, but it's been affected by an external source. And here it's going to be a nasib, right? And it changed it. So it turned it from being fi'l mudara marfu' to fi'l mudara mansub. So نواصب الفعل المضارع, the tools that cause a فعل مضارع to go from رفع to from مرفوع to منصوب, change of status. How many have we talked about so far? Give me the four. أن لن كي, not كي. Yes, it is your bad. What's the one after that? لام التعليل. Right? So, what did I tell you N would represent in the sentence?
That pronoun will.
Yeah. What does len mean? Yes. What does K mean?
So that.
What's the other one?
Or in order for.
Yeah. What is Lee for?
For the reason.
Yeah. Because? All right. So K and Lee are very similar. They have similar meanings, almost identical, but they're similar meanings. N and len are a bit different. Alright? Now, I'm going to add one more meaning just for your own benefit, inshallah, يعني, in the Quran. N, you know Surah Al-Hujurat? أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Right? So, how does the ayah begin? يا الذين آمنوا, يا الذين آمنوا, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. So the ayah is saying, oh, those who believe, do not raise your voices higher than the voice of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and do not call upon him openly like you call upon yourselves as if he's your buddy, as you call amongst your, upon yourselves, أن تحبط أعمالكم. And then after that, أن تحبط أعمالكم. تحبط أعمالكم. This means your deeds will be rendered useless, meaning you will not be rewarded for your good deeds, right? So أن, what does أن mean?
Like in order to not to.
أيوة. So what this ends up meaning in Arabic here is حتى لا. In order for something not to happen. So أن sometimes will be that the pronoun will. Right? And sometimes it'll mean in order for something not to happen. And that is very, very widespread in the Quran. The Quran is filled with and that means that specifically. And if you don't know that and is used for that, then the sentence is making no sense to you at all. Give me an example for and that doesn't mean that. I'm gonna go How many do you have left? Only have a couple left. Okay. So give me examples of an. أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم. Do you have the desire or the ambition أن يؤمنوا لكم, that they will believe in you? So that pronoun will, that they will, that something is going to happen, that something is going to happen in the future. But sometimes أن will be used as in حتى لا, in order for something not to happen, or in order for something not. So don't raise your voice over the voice of the Prophet ﷺ. Do not call upon him like you call upon yourselves publicly. Why? In order for your deeds not to be rendered useless. So and sometimes can have more than, and that is just an example of how these prepositions can have sometimes multiple meanings. And these meanings, they're not endless, they're not countless or limitless meanings, but there are many meanings. The point of studying grammar is not to understand all the meanings. The point of studying grammar is understanding something a bit different. We're not diving into the meaning of every single word. But I will give you examples of stuff like that when I feel like it'll make a big difference in the way you're going to be able to view the word. But that's very good. So حتى لا is what it means quite commonly. Can you get me something to... right over there. It's right over there. JazakAllah khair. Thank you. All right. So what? So I didn't count the Nalzim talked about idhan, and I told you forget about idhan. Idhan is not a very common nasib, and we're not going to talk about it. What's after lam al ta'lil? It's something called lam al juhud, right? So lam al ta'lil, and this is the lam al ta'lil. The causative lam, it talks about the cause or the reason for something. Lam al-juhud is something very different. لَمْ يَكُونِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا. So there's a... لَمْ يَكُونِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. God was never going to forgive them. It was never going to lead to forgiving. And this is called lam, this lam over here on... that does nasab is called lam al-juhud. It's a very difficult one to understand. I'm not going to give you any more examples. I'm not going to explain what it means exactly in English. But I'm just telling you that it exists. It's called lam al-juhud, right? So it's exactly like this lam, but this is called lam al-ta'lil. There's another one called lam al-juhud. The lam that denies something. I mean, it denies what's going to happen next. It denies it. Does not give a reason for it. It denies it. And there's a lot of examples for that, but it's just very, it's a complex term in Arabic that I don't think we're ready to start talking about. Another example, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was never going to punish them. So what you see, in order for lam al-juhud to work, you have to have something that denies at the beginning of the sentence. And then there's some form of the verb kun. Yakunu kana, something like that. Which makes it very complex. So it's like a package. Denial, something that ma, lam, something that will deny. And then some form of the verb kana, and then the lam of juhud. And what it turns out to mean is something was never going to happen. It was never going to turn out like that. That's the that's the figure of speech that this ends up meaning. Now, this was never going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was never going to forgive them. وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا, or to guide them their way. Talking about the munafiqeen who accepted iman, refused in the amanu, thumma kafaru, thumma amanu, thumma kafaru, thumma amanu, thumma kafaru, going back and forth, ridiculing the faith. He would never forgive them for that. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never have punished you. وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, as long as the Prophet ﷺ is amongst you. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِبَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. He would never punish you as long as you are making istighfar. So these are examples of how that would work. Okay. Again, this is a usage that is very complex and we don't need to study it. Yes?
But you would roughly say it means will not?
Yeah, so the package would turn into...
for example...
There's no lam there though.
Lam in the very beginning.
Yeah, lam, that's lam. It's not the lam. So what you end up with is either lam or ma or la, and then some form of the verb kana, yakunu, yakun takun, and then a lam before a verb. all this together would end up meaning that this was never going to happen. Something was never going to happen. This package, and that's what it means. A part of it is a something that is denying, something that's and then a certain time tense of the verb kana or yakun, and then lam al juhud. So it's three things. That's why it's very complex. That's why I don't want to go into too much detail with it. You can just leave it at is. If you're interested in understanding more, I'll explain it to you inshallah yani separately. But for the purpose of this review, it's a very complex term. Like we don't need to start going into these things. Number seven, hatta is important. There's a scholar who died, and one of the last words he said was, "I am leaving this world, and I am still not totally certain what the word hatta means." he's a scholar of linguistics. قال ولم يشفى غليلي من حتى. Like, I'm still not totally happy or done with the word hatta. And that was the last words he says as he passed away. This is one of the most flexible terms in the Arabic language. It can mean so many different things that even the scholars of linguistics differ on the usages of the... It's very hard not to understand what it means when you have the context of the sentence, but it has so many different usages. And from a grammar point perspective, it can do so many things that scholars of linguistics don't agree to it. So if scholars have died talking about hatta, their last words were, "This word has driven me crazy," you don't have to spend too much time trying to understand it. But can you think of a usage of hatta in the Quran? Very good. Thank you. Good job. I'm going to add this to the ten juz thing, by the way. So if you give me more examples, you get more points. So turn your brain on. Hatta yahkum Allahu. So when the son of Yaqub, the eldest son, said, "I'm not leaving Egypt until." Because Benjamin was taken, and he was like, "I can't go back to my father with that. I already let him down once." But hatta yahkum Allahu li. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a judgment regarding me. Am I going to be forgiven? Can I go home? What's going to happen? So hatta is the nasib, and yahkum is a fi'l mudari', is a present tense verb, mansub. What is the marker of nasib for this one? Fatha. Remember? So yahkuma. What does hatta mean here? Until. So when hatta means until something happens, it's going to be a nasib fi'l mudari'. That's the simplest way for me to put it. I can't think of an easier way to... حتى تأتيهم البينة. Perfect. So حتى is the... Now, what is the present tense verb that's after حتى here in your example? تأتيهم البينة. What is the marker of نصب for that verb? Yeah, the فتحة on the ياء. So تأتيهم, right? تأتيهم البينة. Very good. So there's a lot of examples in the Quran when it means until they get the clarification. حتى تأتيهم البينة, until the clarification comes to them. If it means until here, because again, scholars have differ on the meanings of the word حتى. Okay. The one after that, the Nawm, the Imam who wrote this text talked about was al-jawab bil-fa or al-fa. So, example for that: la yuqda alayhim, la yuqda alayhim, fayamutu. Right. So again, this is a very difficult example. Can you think of a fa that made a fi'l mudara mansub? Can you think of one? So the example I'll give you, think of fatakuna. Can you think of fatakuna? That's watakuna, isn't it? I believe it's a wow. Think of another one. So لا يقضى عليهم. Talking about people in Jahannam, They will not be destroyed, meaning their lives will continue, they're not going to die. لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُ They're not going to be destroyed so that they die. So that they die. So fa will mean so that something happens. Think. That fa is not so that something will happen. That is, it's called fa istinafiya, meaning or taqib. It's continuing. Something happened and something happened after it. But this has more of a causative relation to it. Fa akuna min al muhsinin. Where is that in the Quran? Think. No, فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Can you think of it? أَنْ تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ يَسْتَأْخِرِينَ أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Isn't that the ayah? Or am I mistaken? I'm making sure I'm using you guys to to correct me. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. يا جزاك الله خير. That's the so. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب. Or when it says, when it sees the person, when he says, what he'll say when they see the punishment. لو أن لي كرة, if I could just go back and repeat life again, فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and that, so that I will be a muhsin. I'll perfect my religion and my practice. So the fa here means so that something will happen. And what is the marker of nasab on the word akun? What is the marker of nasab on the word akun? What is the marker on the nasab? How do we know this is mansub? How do we know the word akun is mansub? Fatha, faakuna. Exactly. So this is only if it's yakununa, right? So the word akun, because the waw and noon is original in the word. It's not something that we added to the word itself. The waw and noon is going to be the marker of nasab and jazm when it's there and it's not there, or rafi' and nasab when it's additional. So if you took off the waw and noon, what are you left with? Fa'ak. There's no word. That's not a word. So this is original, but it has to be something added. An example for something added is the example I gave you before. La yuqda alayhim fayamutu. So Harun, what is the marker of nasab in this one? Yes, what do you say? Yeah, so the deletion of the noon. Very good. Yeah, you're on the right. So here is fayamutuna. But this is, right, this is taken away. So this is a nasib. It is a tool that will cause a present tense verb to go from rafa to nasib. The marker of nasib is fayamut, is taken away the noon. Fayamutu. It's not fayamutuna. That makes sense? Okay. Yeah, so that kun fayakun is not so that it will be. It's taqib. Kun fayakun, and then later on it will happen. So if there's no ta'leel, if there's no causality in it, then it's not going to be nasab. But if it's just something happened, then something happening after, then something happening after it, then it's not going to cause it nasab. That's why the fa is a bit difficult, because sometimes it'll have causality in it, and sometimes it won't have causality in it. Or sometimes there'll be reasoning in it. Sometimes it won't be reasoning. So it depends on the usage. Okay. After that, the Nalvim talked about waw al ma'iyah. Talked about harf al waw, and waw doesn't really. Again, I'm not going to put it up here because very, very rarely does it ever get used. There is no example for it in the Quran. Meaning the waw, for the waw to be a nasib of the present tense verb, we don't have an example for it in the Quran. I can give you some poetry. لَا تَنْهَا عَنْ خُلُقٍ وَتَأْتِيَ مِثْلَهُ. Don't tell people not to do something and then do it yourself. Right? So, when well means you're doing ma'iyya, meaning something happening alongside something else, like things are happening simultaneously, it will do nasab. But that is a very, very, very rare usage of the waw. So I'm not going to, we're just going to leave it until maybe a different time to talk about it. After that, aw. And aw also is a very, very rare usage for it to be a nasab. Aw is only a nasab if it means ila, if it means from something to something. And I don't know. I don't know an example for it in the Quran. I can only give you some poetry. لا استسهلن الصعبة أو أدرك المنى. لا استسهلن الصعبة mean I will make everything hard easy. I will keep on overcoming difficulties. أو أدرك المنى. أدرك المنى means I die. أو أدرك المنى is until or until the day I die. So when أو means until, حتى, when أو means has the same meaning of حتى, then it'll be also a nasab. But that's a very, very, very rare usage. So I'm not going to put it up here as one of the nasab. What we're left with, so that's everything that the Imam talked about. So Al-Nadhim, the scholar and the Imam who wrote this text, he has three or four that he added that their usages are very, very rare and difficult and more complex. The ones that you need to know are these: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You need to know these six nawasib. You have to identify them when you see them in the Quran. The most difficult of all is the fa. I know hatta has a lot of meanings, but anytime you see a hatta, and after that a present tense verb is going to be mansub. The difference among scholars are the meanings that hatta can have, not the fact that it causes the present tense verb to be mansub. However, the fa is different. The fa sometimes it will cause it to be mansub and sometimes not, based on whatever meaning the fa is carrying in a certain sentence. But I need you to know these tools. So an, lan, kay, lam al-ta'leel, hatta, and fa, and know the meanings for them. And a good exercise for everyone is to go look for them in the Quran. And when you find them, you will see right after it is going to be a present tense verb that has either a fatha on it, or what's the other thing that could happen? Deletion of the noon. Jazakumullah khair. So keep that in mind. That one, how do we know that a present tense verb is mansub? Either we see a fatha at the end of it, or we see the noon being deleted. Is there a third way for things to happen? Is there a third marker that can be identified? Is there? So example for the first one, liyaghfir, is liyaghfira, so it's a fatha, right? Fayamutu is the deletion of the noon, right? So an ud'a, for example, right? What is the marker for this? What's the marker for ud'a? Yes, so an estimated, right? Estimated fatha on the alif, right? So that's the only third situation that could exist. For nasb, it's either fatha, deletion of the noon, and if the word is at the end is an alif, then we can't put a fatha on the alif, because the fatha is the son or the daughter of the alif, so there's no, you can't do it. So you estimate a fatha on top of it. So you estimate that there's a fatha there. Okay, so those are the three ways for us to know. Alright, so an, lan, kay, lam, ta'lil, hatta, and fa. They have different meanings. An means that something will happen, that someone will do something, right? Or it could mean in order for something not to happen. So it can carry those two basic meanings in the Quran. Len means something will not happen, right? Kay and lam al-ta'lil, they both mean so that something happens, in order for something to happen, for the reason of, because of, so that this will go on. So ta'lil means causality. It's talking about reasoning. It's like there's a reason. These two are very important for fuqaha. They're very, very important. Why? Because they give reasoning. They tell you why something is happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a command, and then if he uses lam or kay in later in the sentence, he's telling you why he told you to do it. And if you understand why, then your understanding of this ruling is much deeper, and you can always regulate your practice of this ruling based on the reasoning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. Alright, hatta means until something happens, and fa is that so that something will happen. right? It's similar to kay and lam, but it's a bit, I put it on its own. Why? Because fa can have a lot of different meanings. Some of them will be nawasib, some of them will cause the fi'al mudara to become mansoob, and some of them will not, like kun fayakun. So not all of them will. It depends on the meaning it carries in the sentence. Okay. So we move on. And we'll go back. We'll come back once we're done the jawazim, and we'll give like 1,000 examples, inshallah, so that you guys are comfortable with it. Now the second part. يقول الأجر الرومي رحمه الله والجوازم 18. And الجوازم. Now we talked about nawasib, all right? Nawasib الفعل المضارع, the tools that cause the فعل المضارع, the present tense verb, become منصوب. Now جوازم الفعل المضارع. What do you think this means? The tools that will cause the present tense verb to become majzoom, right? Are there khawafid al-fi'l mudari'? Where there'll be khawafid al-fi'l mudari'? No, can the fi'l mudari' be majroor? No, so a verb cannot be majroor ever, or makhfood, so there's no khawafid. There's nawasib and jawazim. Is there rawafi' al-fi'l mudari'? Why wouldn't there be rawafi'? Yeah, by default it's always marfu'. You don't need a rawafi'. It's going to be marfu'. We only need if we're going to leave the default situation. We're marfu'. If I'm going to be mansoob, then something has to come externally and cause it. And I'm going to be majzoom, then you also need something to come externally and cause it. All right. So what are jawazim al-fi'l mudara'? He says there are 18 jazim, which is a lot. And I won't talk about all of them, because some of them are very complicated. But we'll talk about the basics ones that are very simple for us all to understand. So the first one, lam. I want you guys to give me them one by one from the text, okay? Because I'm not gonna go through. No, look for jawazim al fi'l mudara. I don't know. All right, the first one, lam. Something did not happen. Something didn't happen. What's the difference between lam and len? Len, something will not happen. Lam, something did not happen. And it's over. It didn't happen. It's done now. Did fulan come to the halaqa? Let's say we're talking about this halaqa here, right? So if I ask you, did fulan come? He's not here. Did he come? Then you would say, he did not come. In English. In Arabic, you would say, lamma. You would say, lamma ya'ti. He did not come yet. At 7:45, when this halaqah is over, I'll ask you, did fulan come to the halaqah? You will say, lam ya'ti. Didn't come. Because it's over. It's done. So if we're talking about Salat al-Jum'ah, and I ask you, did your brother come to Jum'ah today and he didn't? You'll say, lam ya'ti. He did not come, right? But if we're talking about this halaqah that we're in right now, you will say, lamma ya'ti. Because lamma means that it didn't happen yet. I mean, there's still time for it to happen. The time is still good. If he comes in right now, you'll be considered that he came to the halaqah. Understand the difference between the two words? So lam and lamma have very similar meanings, but the difference is very important. So lam means it didn't happen, it's over. Meaning the chance for it is done. Lamma means there's still hope for it to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but it may happen later on, regardless of what we're talking about. So give me examples of lam. Yalla, come on, ya Shaykh. Lam yakun illadheena kafaru, right? That's really hard for me to explain why, though. There you go. So Surah Al-Ikhlas, lam yalid wa lam yulad, right? So lam, what is the marker of jazm on yalid? Sukun. What are the markers of jazm, generally speaking, for a present tense verb? There are three markers of jazm that we're going to find. Three. What are they? First one is sukun. So either like this, yalid, right? You're not wrong, but you're not right. You're not wrong, but you're not right either. So let's start with the simple. Hadf and noon. Huh? Can you give me an example of hadf and noon? Come on. Lam, and then a verb that has a waw at the end of it, or لم يكونوا معجزين في الأرض, right? لم يكونوا معجزين في الأرض. So what is the marker of jazm here? It is the deletion of the noon. It's يكونون, right? So this was deleted. So the first marker is sukun. Second marker is deletion of the noon. The third marker is what you said, حذف حرف العلة, right? Who can think of حذف حرف العلة for me? Yes. Yeah, the last letter is perfect. So the vowel at the end is deleted. Perfect. That's exactly what we want. But can you give me an example of it? So in Surah Al-Hadid, Alam Ya'ni Lilladhina Amanu. So what it's supposed to be is Ya'ni. It's supposed to be Ya'ni. Right? But because this jazm is there, because it's causing jazm, how do you do jazm? And you have a... Can you put a sukun on a vowel? Can you put a sukun on a vowel that is already second? It's already second by nature. So how do you put sukun on it? So you delete it. Right? So you get rid of it. So you delete this. Right? And then you end up with it. So there's a ya here that's being deleted. So three markers for jazm in a present tense verb. Either sukun, the deletion of the noon. The deletion of the noon is when is it going to be? It's going to be one of the five exceptional verbs, right? يفعلون, تفعلون, يفعلان, تفعلان, تفعلين. One of those five categories. Or if the word ends with a vowel, you delete the vowel at the end of it. Now I want you to think of examples. Give me examples. There's a lot of examples in the Quran. And then Mu'adh said kasra. Right? Mu'adh said kasra. So he wasn't wrong, but he wasn't right either. But he wasn't wrong. Yes. Very good. But it's not lam or lamma. You're right. That is jazm. But it's not. I want lam and lamma. Can you think of lam and lamma? I'm going to give you an example. If you don't come up with it, I'll give you one. Surah al-Sharh. How does it start? Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Right? Alam. Lam and alam are the same, there's no difference. It's just one is a question, one is a statement. Nashrah. Right? And the marker of jazm is the sukun. Alam nashrah. Like a sadrak, because lam does that. Yes?
Alam ya'ni.
We just gave that example. I just took it out a second ago, ya Sheikh. Think of something else. Yes? What are you talking about? What's the ayah? وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ. You're right. وَلَمْ سُورَةُ الْأَحْقَافَ at the end of it. وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَى يُحْيَ الْمَوْتَى. Right? لَمْ يَعْيَ. This is really hard. Okay, whoever gets this, 50 points immediately on my imaginary folder. If you can tell me what the marker of jazm here is. 50 points immediately. What is the marker of jazm on ya'ya? Because lam is jazm, ya'ya, it means to understand, to get tired, min al-'ay, min al-ta'b, for you not to get tired. So he didn't get tired, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created everything, right? So what is ya'ya? What is the marker of jazm on ya'ya? Yeah, so what is the harf al-'illah that is mahdhuf? What is the vowel that is being deleted? Alif, it's alif. Yeah. So okay, so 25 that way. So what it's supposed to be is, or sometimes they write it like this. Ya'ya, right? So how you do jazm on an alif? It's already second, already has sukun on it. So you can't. So what you do is you delete it. So you end up ya'ya, right? Lam ya'ya. So you give us the hardest one that ya'ni possible in the Quran. Can you think of more? أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Right? أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ. So the ka is additional to the actual word. This is where the word ends. And this is the sukun. It's not يَجِدُكَ. It's يَجِدْكَ. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا. Very good. Lam. Did he not find you an orphan? Or did he not, were you not an orphan? So lam, it did not, lamma. Who can give me more examples? Am hasibitum an tadkhulu al-jannata wa lamma ya'tikum mathalu alladhina khalu min qablikum. ولما. Yeah, so لما or لم, either of them work. But I want ولما يأتيكم. Or did you think you were going to enter Jannah? ولما يأتيكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم. And the difficulties that the people before you went through have not come to you yet. See, lamma yet, it hasn't come to you yet. You have not gone through everything that the people before you have gone through. You want to enter Jannah and you have not persevered the way the Sahaba persevered. You want to go to Jannah, you don't want to go through what the Sahaba, and what came to the Sahaba has not come to you yet, meaning you have not experienced something similar to it yet. It's a very interesting ayah in the way that it's, So what is, before you give me examples, what is the marker of jazm on ya'tikum? Where does the word end, first of all? Yeah, so the kaf and meem is additional, correct? So what is the marker of jazm on ya'ti? So there's a vowel here. It's supposed to be ya'ti. But that is a vowel. You do jazm on a vowel, you delete it. So we took out the vowel, so ya'tikum. It's not ya'tikum, it's ya'tikum. Correct? Yalla, give me another example. Yes.
Alam nanhaka.
Alam nanhaka. Anil alameen. So what is the... So alam... Nanhaka, it was told to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam by the people. Alam nanhaka anil alameen. We did not tell you not to bring any outsiders, or not to talk to people about the faith. Nanhaka. Did we not already do that? Not, there's no yet in it. But where does the word end? Where does the verb nanhaka end? Yeah, so the kaf is additional, right? Now tell me, Mu'adh, what is the marker of jazm on this word? Yeah, so what is it supposed to be? Right? Nanha. So we delete the vowel. Nanhaka. Very good. Yes, Muhammad. Okay, yes, go ahead. So what's after lamma here is not a present tense verb. It's a past tense verb. Lamma ra'aw. So it doesn't do the same thing. This only works for al-fi'l al-mudara. Only for a present tense verb. Give me another one. Yes, alam ya'tikum. We already did that one. How many times do you want us to do the same thing? Yeah. I'm going to give you one difficult. Does anyone have any more? Lamma. That's the hard one I wanted to give. So give me give me another one. Yes. Very good. I was hoping someone would give me Surat al-Fil. Alam tara. Did you not see? So what is the marker of jazm on the word tara? Yes, Muhammad. So it's supposed to be tara, an alif, right? And then we delete it. That's the marker of jazm for alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka. What else? All right. So the example the brother gave, which is something I want. وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ or وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, because it's a very beautiful ayah. Don't say the Arab, the Bedouins of Arabia, who accepted Islam basically after the party was over, like after Islam had already become very, very, very powerful within Arabia, they decided to accept Islam and they call themselves mu'mins. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل قل what لم right تؤمنوا. You did not become mu'mins. What is the marker of jazm on the word تؤمنوا? Deletion of the noon. Very good. So it's supposed to be تؤمنون, but it's taken away. قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا, but however say أسلمنا, we've entered Islam. ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم, an iman has yet has yet to enter your hearts. So you see the word yet, it's always there when you were there, lamma. So iman has not yet entered your hearts. Now, what is the marker of jazm on the word yadkhul? What would the marker of jazm be? What would it be? Yadkhul, no, don't read the ayah. What would the, out of the three markers, either sukoon, deletion of the noon, or deletion of the vowel, what would this be? So deletion of noon, is it deletion of the noon? Is it deletion of the vowel? Is there a vowel here that's not there? So what's the left? So sukoon. These are the three markers of jazm, only three markers. So it's supposed to be walamma yadkhul. Now here's a problem. There's sukoon on the lam here, right? And this is hamzat wasl. It also has sukoon on it. And after it is lam, that also has sukoon on it. Now the hamzat al-wasl is going to delete itself in the pronunciation of the word, so we get rid of it. But we're still stuck with two sukoon. We're still stuck with two sukoon. So what do we do? Because you have two sukoons in a row. Arabic doesn't work like that. English, you can say st, right? Both silent letters in a row. Arabic doesn't work like that. You know, there has to be mutaharrik sukoon. You can't have two sukoon in a row. So what do? You give an artificial kasra to the first sukoon. You give an artificial kasra to the first sukoon. So it becomes walamma. How do you guys memorize this ayah? Walamma? Yes, yadkhulil imanu. This is not a real kasra. Because this is an artificial kasra. This is a kasra that was given out of necessity because you had two letters that have sukoon on them. And they're going to be stuck together. You have to move one of them. You have three actually in a row. You have to get rid of one and then give a mini vowel to the other one. So what do Arabs do all the time? They give an artificial kasra for the first one. And you'll see a lot of that in the Quran, a lot of it. Because you may say, because I remember when I gave these same lectures a long time ago in a different place, I showed someone, I had told that you cannot do, there is no present tense verb that can be majrur. That's what I said. So he said, no, you're wrong. He was a kid. You're wrong. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ See, يَدْخُل has a kasra on it. You don't know what you're talking about. So I had to sit down and explain to this young brother that this is not majrur. This is an artificial kasra. It's supposed to be a sukoon because it's majzoom. Are you guys with me or did I lose everyone here? You guys understand the idea here? So this is an added kasra. It's not an actual kasra. I mean, it's not a kasra that is a marker of anything. It's just a substitute. It's like the sukoon and the kasra, they tag in and out. Right? So the sukoon comes in and it finds, oh, I can't be here. So tag, kasra is you're up, and then the sukoon goes away. So kasra is just a substitute for sukoon whenever there's too many silent letters in a row. When there's too many silent letters in a row, you have to move one of them. So you move the first one with the kasra. And there's a lot of that in the Quran, like a lot.
Like
verbal fajr,
like is that automatic kasra?
No, fajr is not a vowel. I'm talking about present tense verbs. So specifically present tense verbs. I'll give you an example. Lam yakun illahu. Lam yakun illahu. This is really, really difficult. What is the... Again, 100 points, anyone can tell me what the marker of sukoon on this is. Or how did we end up with this word? How did we go from yakun to yakuni? No, there's no waw at the end, is there? You would be right if there was a waw at the end, but there's no waw at the end.
Similar reason where there's like there's a sukoon on the noon, but then because there's hamzat al-wasl, I think on the alif, because of that, it has to...
And where's the waw? Why isn't yakun? Alright. So it's supposed to be yakun. So if you take the word yakun and you put a jazm before it, you put one of the ones that cause jazm, that cause it to be majzum. So what is the marker of jazm going to be on the word yakun? No, it's not going to be the deletion of the waw automatically. One of the three things. Either deletion of the waw at the end. Is there a waw at the end here, a noon at the end to delete? No. This is a part of the word itself, right? Can we delete the harf? Is there a vowel at the end for us to delete? No. So what's the third, what's the only thing left? Sukoon, right? So it's supposed to be sukoon. Now what do we end up with here? Listen to this. You guys are gonna forget. If you miss this, you're not gonna understand. What do you end up with here? Two sukoons in a row. Arabs don't like two sukoons in a row. So what do they do? If the first one is a vowel, they get rid of it. So, gone. Because you have two sukoons. Now it's lam yakun. Lam yakun, that's what it is. Now, the noon has a sukoon on it. But like the brother Abdullah said, then you have hamzatul wasl that has sukoon, and a lam that has sukoon. Now you have three sukoons in a row. Another problem. So what do? We give a kasra, an artificial kasra, to the noon. So it becomes lam yakunillahu. Understand how that works? So this is the most complex example of jazm. And when you see a kasra, you know that it's not an actual kasra. It's not majroor, it's not makhfood. Huh? This is a substitution for the sukoon. Why? Because when too many silent letters come in a row, then you have to give an artificial kasra to the first one. So that the flow of the sentence or the flow of the words actually works out. Alright. That was difficult. I'll give a lot of examples. Inshallah, it'll become easier as we go along. All right. What's the third jazm? What's the third jazm that we have? So we did lam and lamma. Alam and alamma. So he just adds a hamza here, right? So whether it's lam or alam, whether it's lamma or alamma, makes no difference. All the same. What's the difference between them from a meaning perspective? What's the difference between them?
One is a question.
Yep, and one is a statement. So lam is stating something. Alam is asking. But there's no difference between them. Okay, what's after that? Those are the first four. And then? Lam al-amr. Yes, this is important. Lam al-amr. So we studied lam al-ta'lil, if you guys remember. The lam that brings the causality, that brings reasoning. This is lam al-amr. This is the lam that is there for a command, to command you. Can you give me an example of that? لِيُنْفِقَ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَتِهِ. May the person who has wealth spend on his family from his wealth, right? So the lam here is lam al-amr. It's not saying the reason is people will be... No. The thing is, لِيُنْفِقْ, that may you do this. Meaning it's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the marker of jazm on this fi'l mudara? Sukoon, right? Or always remember, the markers are either sukoon, deletion of the noon at the end, if it's one of the five exceptional verbs, or deletion of the vowel, if it's a word that has a vowel at the end. Here, it is the sukoon. So, لِيُنْفِقَ. That's why it has a qalqala. Yes, Ya Mu'adh.
Would another example be لِتَأْلُو, like مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ?
Well, it depends on the ayah, because sometimes لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ is a reason, meaning so that you may be able to eat, or it could be لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْ you need to eat. You must eat. So it depends on what the meaning is, right? The thing is that nasb and jazm in one of the five exceptional verbs is the same, right? You're going to delete the noon. So you won't know unless you understand the meaning of the... I'll give you another one to kind of scare you all. So, manado, manado ya malik, liyaqdi alayna rabbuk. And they called upon Malik, the warden of Jahannam, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. May your Lord destroy all of us and end this. Right? But is this lam al-amr or is this lam al-du'a? Yeah. So lam al-amr and lam al-du'a are the same thing. Why? The difference is just who's talking to who. So if someone who is stronger or higher is talking to someone who is lower than them, then it's lam al-amr. Then it's a command. But if you're telling someone who is higher than you, like your father, your mother, or your teacher, or your Lord, then it's not lam al-amr, it's lam al-du'a. You're asking, you can't, because you can't command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you can ask Him to do something. So lam al-amr is better, is called is lam al-talab. The lam of requesting something, that is used to request. So whether it's coming from a hierarchy, or is going from the weaker to the stronger, doesn't make a difference. So lam al-talab is a better way to call it. So liyaqdi alayna rabbuk, may your Lord destroy us. Now tell me, what is the marker of jazm on liyaqdi? Yeah, so it used to be liyaqdi, but then if you put a sukun, you kind of put a sukun on something that's already second, so you delete it. So it becomes liyaqdi. ليقضي علينا ربك ليقضي علينا ربك. All right. There's not many examples for that in the Quran. Not too many. Just a couple. Okay. What's after that? What's in the matin? What's after that?
Lam.
Lam.
Yeah.
Lam. Lam. Nahiya. Nafi is very different. Nafi, this is something didn't happen. Yeah. Nahi is to command or to request something not to happen. So a talab, request to happen, request not to happen. So give me examples of lam and nahiya. Think. Is there no la taf'alu, none of that in the Quran? The Quran is filled with ayat that have la nahiya, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving commands. Give me examples. Give me the ayah. What is la taqulu? Give me, tell me. Yes, I can't hear you. La taj'alu Allah. Give me something that you guys know. Surah Al-Baqarah, Shaykh. Give me something that's... but it's not a present tense verb after it. Right? So you need a present tense verb and it's a command. Tell me. Also not what you memorize, but that's fine. All right. Well, give me from the surah that you guys know. So, let's say لا تقولوا الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا لا تقولوا. So لا here is saying do not say راعنا. Yes. Hold on a second. What is the marker of jazm in this word? Deletion of the noon. So it's actually taquluna, and then they delete the noon. So it's la taqulu. Correct? All right. What was your example? No, that's not nahi. That's not telling you not to do something. Yes, go ahead. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله. So the same wording here, right? Yeah, but that's very difficult. Let's leave that aside. I have to explain that. فلا تهنوا. Okay. فلا تهنوا. تهنوا means for you to become weak. Do not become weak. Do not become scared. Do not become cowardly. فلا تهنوا. What is the marker of jazm in this word? Again. Deletion of the noon. It's tahinuna, right? Deletion of the noon. Give me more examples. What else can we say? La taqrabu zina. Very good. La taqrabu. You can see that there's going to be a lot of examples for this that come. What is the marker of jazm here? Deletion of the noon. Why have we talked about five examples, all of them deletion of the noon? Because most of the commands in the Quran that are requesting you not to do something come in group size. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to the jama'ah. Don't do this as a group. So it's always in jama'ah. When it's in jama'ah, it always is going to be one of the five exceptional verbs that talk to the Muslims in jama'ah. So لا تقربوا لا تقولوا ولا تظلموا, right? لا تظلموا أنفسكم. So الواو is also a deletion. Give me one before we say, give. There's no verb there. There's no verb after it. Give me one that's not in a group form. So not. لا تقم. Perfect. So a good example is لا تقم. What is the marker of jazm here? Sukun. لا تقم. It's supposed to be تقوم, but just like تكون, the same thing. We have to get rid of one of. So we can't have two sukun in a row. So we get rid of the second one. Give me another one. One more. I can't hear. ولا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك. Very good. So لا تجعل. What is the marker of jazm in the word تجعل? Yes. So لا تجعل. ولا تبسطها. Right, right after it. ولا تبسطها. That also has sukun on it. كل البسط فتقعد ملوما محسورة. I will conclude with that. Inshallah, we will continue talking about next week. Zakum. Next week. Zakum. Khair. Subhanak. Alhamdulillah. Shalom. La ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.